Hello, welcome to the Better Questions podcast, where we wrestle with hard questions and seek to ask better ones. This week we have a question sent in by Anonymous. Question is, what do I do when God says no? I pray for help with something, but God says no, that it is something that I need to grapple with. How can I hope to succeed in a task that's too big for me? Thank you for this question, Anonymous. It's one that I think has a lot of emotion behind it. This term you used, grapple, this wrestling, this idea that God maybe is allowing you to wrestle with something that you maybe rather have an easier answer for. I think that when I look at the scriptures, there are a few different places that speak to this. This idea, A, that sometimes God tells us no, but sometimes the scriptures tell us not yet. I think of Hebrews 10:36. It says, you need to persevere so that when you have done the will of God, you will receive what he has promised. For in just a little while, he who is coming will come and will not delay. This idea that there is a promise that maybe we don't always get right now. And there's that word, perseverance, that we would persevere. I think of Galatians 6:9. It says, do not grow weary in doing good, for at the proper time you will reap a harvest if you do not give up. Right? There's this idea that our timing of when we want things to happen isn't always on the same timetable as God. I'm reminded of my daughter, Emma, who right now is I love her to death, but she can be, I don't know, a monster, a strong-willed, beautiful little monster. And lately, there would be times where she wants something. An example would be, she loves these little Danimals fruit yogurts. She calls them straws because they have a straw. I put a little straw in them for her. And so she will, I'll give her one and she loves it. And then she'll come back and say, more straw. And I'm a generous dad. It's just who I am. So I give her two. Now, at the third one, I'm starting to realize that as a dad, perhaps I'm showing a little bit of negligence if I give her another one. But usually I'll give in, and then it's the fourth one where I'm like, all right, I need to stand firm. Mom's not home. If she were here, she'd put her foot down because she's the giver of tough love, but I need to play that role right now. So I'll say no more. And then she will often not take no for an answer, and she'll get upset, and she'll scream, and she'll say no, and I'll say no, Emma, no more. And if I'm, you know, a good dad, I'll hold my ground. I can't say that I'm always successful, but I do my best. Now, I use that illustration not as, I think the person asking this question, I'm not saying you're a child at all. I think all of us can relate, though, to some on some level with the idea that we may not know what's best for us, or what we want may not be what God is trying to accomplish through whatever we're walking through. So let's say we're walking through a trial. Or perhaps there's a habit or a sin that we're wrestling with, and we wish God would just take away all desires so that we would no longer struggle with this thing. But oftentimes, God is at work. He is teaching us something in the midst of our struggle. Now, I believe God wants us to break our habits and our addictions and things that I know are causing harm to us. But I do think that the process of sanctification is oftentimes not a passive one. It's an active one. It requires both our obedience to God and our submitting and yielding to the Spirit's work in us. It's not passive. It's Tim Keller who used the metaphor. The Christian life is less like a rowboat, where we are white-knuckling and gripping the handles of the oars and pulling and pulling and pulling, but more like a sailboat. It's not that we're passive and we're not doing anything, but we're not the primary mover, right? It's the Holy Spirit's work in us that is sanctifying us and making us more like Christ. But we aren't just sit back and do nothing. We play a role. I don't sail a boat. So this metaphor, it probably is very involved to move a sailboat. I just assume it's less work than oars. But you get my point. Regarding this question, when it comes to the idea of saying no, one of the elements I think that we could zero in on too is that because God is sovereign and knows all things and knows us intimately and knows our deepest struggles, his no to us often is merciful, even if it hurts. I think of that in light of those who wrestle with singleness, who long to be in a relationship, and perhaps you're wrestling with the, oh, I want this thing, but the timing may not be the Lord's timing for us. And that can be painful. And that's where I think there's a role for lament in this, a role for us to grieve. Through grief, we dig up our frustrations, we release our rawest emotions, and let God know, hey, I'm wrestling and struggling with this. Why have you told me no? And by being honest with this, we're allowing God to minister to us in our struggle. We're not pretending to be more than we are. We're saying it's okay to admit that we're not okay. And I think sometimes what it can reveal is that we become more concerned with not getting what we want than seeing actually where the Lord wants us. This is not easy. This is difficult. C.S. Lewis once wrote, "We are not necessarily doubting that God will do the best for us, but we are wondering how painful the best will turn out to be." I'm going to read that again. "We are not necessarily doubting that God will do the best for us, but we are wondering how painful the best will turn out to be." So let us not lose hope. Let us not continuing to petition. You know, that's one of the most beautiful things about God's offer to us, is that he calls us to petition him. And he's not like a earthly father like myself, where if my kids ask me over and over and over again, I get annoyed and frustrated. No, the Lord hears our petitions and he delights in them. And so he doesn't grow weary when we ask him. Now, we may grow weary when the answer is no. But the reality is, it's possible that God is forming us in that no, or telling us not yet. Thanks again for tuning in to Better Questions. Submit your questions to betterquestions@eastminster.org. It was great to be with you this morning. As I record this podcast, we hope to see you next time. Grace and peace.